This past weekend, Trenton, as most do, placed a focus on state finances and revenue. State senator proposed a rather new way, interesting way, too, for the state to make some money. And while that was happening, their costly to the taxpayer program was given perhaps a new lease on life. Here to discuss these issues is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. How are you this week?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, let us start with an idea that was floated by State Senator Nicholas Scutari. And I like the one line in the article I saw, created a buzz Monday by introducing a bill to legalize the sale and possession of marijuana, even allowing residents to grow their own, with the idea being to use the revenue, because, of course, the sale of legal pot would be taxed like everything else in New Jersey, and they would use that money to repair the state's crumbling roads and bridges, where I guess it would be still illegal to drive while high. So this is his idea with Bill S-1896. I guess they're looking at, well, it's kind of weird. They point to Washington State and Colorado as examples of why this should be done. The problem with that idea is those states just started. We don't know anything that can happen by doing this yet.
Yeah, I think the only thing we really know solidly is the revenue that's come into the, especially to the state of Colorado. And clearly, this is an interesting time. I really don't see this happening right away. But the interesting thing to keep in mind is that you're going to have strange bedfellows with regard to support for this, legalizing marijuana, in the form of Michael Patrick Carroll, who's an assemblyman from Morris County, who's very libertarian, had supported the medical marijuana bill, sponsored it, actually. So you may get some Republicans to support it. But then you have Mary Pat Angelini, who's a Republican assemblywoman who works in, you know, drug counseling and that industry, and I'm sure she will be very loud and vociferously opposing this because many people, and there's studies that show that you'll talk about, that it is a gateway drug. So the revenue is tempting, as I said in one interview, but I don't know that this is the right way to go about it.
As far as the way the bill cuts up the pie with the sales tax application fees, 70% would go toward the Transportation Trust Fund, 20% to drug enforcement and prevention efforts, 10% to women's health programs, also known as abortion, and there's the back door into that because the Democrats have been really angry that Christie has been cutting what they call women's health programs, not too healthy for the babies, since taking office in 2010. So that's how they want to slice the pie up. But some of my hosts mentioned statistics and studies about marijuana being what's called a gateway drug, meaning that sooner versus later, the power of the high runs off, so you look for more heavier stuff to get that high again. And there's all these residual effects that come as a result of that. Obviously, you start stealing money to get the harder drug since it's more expensive. You start infecting the lives of people around you. This was a Yale study. They looked at data from 2006, 7, 8 versions of the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. Those were, at the time, the most recent available surveys for this study, and they focused on, this isn't one of those Gallup polls where they talked to 700 people. They had a sample of 55,215 18 to 25-year-olds. Of those, about 12%, about 6,500, reported that they were abusing prescription drugs. Of the group abusing those drugs, about 57% had used alcohol, 56% smoked cigarettes, 34% had used marijuana. And they also found that among both men and women, those who had used marijuana were 2.5 times more likely than those their age who abstained to later dabble, as the survey said, in prescription drugs. Also, young men who drank alcohol or smoked cigarettes were 25% more likely to use prescription drugs. So, again, that's you look at over 55,000 unwilling or knowing participants in the study, as that case may be. And that's kind of strong evidence that you give someone the starting block in a race, they're going to run a pretty painful race and looking for heavier stuff.
Right. And right here on the ground in Sussex County, I had a conversation with First Assistant Prosecutor Francis Koch, who actually is in the Drug and Narcotics Division. And he actually did a lecture this week at Sparta Middle School, which my son attended. And he absolutely believes that this is a gateway drug and contributes eventually to lead people to other drugs and ultimately at times leads them to a life of crime. So certainly there are problems associated with this. The people on the other side say, well, if you regulate recreational marijuana, you will contain the strains of marijuana will be more pure, it'll be safer, all that jazz, and they push the tax revenue. But still, a drug is a drug, and I don't know that, you know, like I said, I'm not sure. I haven't seen polling amongst the members whether there is support for this or not. Certainly, the Democrats are using this as a budget a carrot, so to speak, because they are clearly trying to be in charge of the budget process this year instead of letting Governor Christie take the reins.
And they are saying, too, that you have to be 21 and older. They sell pot much like beer with ID and all that situation. But, gee, never heard about adults who went to a liquor store or a newsstand to buy cigarettes or beer and then wind up giving it as a quote-unquote favor to some teen so they'll look cool. No, that would not happen with legal marijuana, not at all. Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McCose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcCose.com on the web, and State House's njledge.state.nj.us. A state appeals court this past week ruled that the Christie administration broke the law when it said power plant operators no longer needed to comply with rules meant to limit carbon dioxide emissions. A panel said the only way that Christie could do this is by taking the step to repeal or change these rules. And that's something that could be blocked by the state legislature, and they have ordered now the State Department of Environmental Protection to begin that process within 60 days. So, in other words, REGGIE, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, just might be back.
Yeah, and the problem with the REGGIE co-op, which I fought, is that the costs that are passed on to the consumer, the electric companies are going to have to pay for carbon credits, so basically it's a way to it's one more layer of government intervention, but the cost for these businesses is going to be passed on to the consumers. So us, the ratepayers, will feel the burden of this. And I have a bill in to repeal REGGIE, as the judge suggested that the legislature should do this. Unfortunately, it hasn't moved or seen the light of day. So Governor Christie felt that he, by executive order, had the ability to pull us out of this co-op that was started by the governor in New York many years ago. So, unfortunately, I'm not too happy with the decision of the judge.
And the state has not yet said whether they will appeal or whether they will start the process as directed by the court. So we'll keep an eye on that. And to follow along with what's been happening in the State House, you can do that at njledge.state.nj.us and bring an issue to her attention. You can do that at Assemblywoman McCose's website, AllisonMcCose.com. We've been joined this morning, as always, with a weekly look at what's been happening in Trenton by the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McCose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a great Sunday.